Amen. Acts, the second chapter. In verse 37, it says, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In verse 39 is what I want to bring to your attention tonight. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. For the promise is unto you. This is your promise. This is your promise. This is a gift that God wants to share with you. Amen. He has heard your prayer of repentance. Amen. And I believe with my heart that He has forgiven you of your sins. Now all you got to do is just get them washed away, and He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the promise is unto you. Amen. Amen. And then if you could turn with me to Joshua 1 and 3. Amen. Joshua 1 and 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in this house tonight. We're believing that you're going to deliver that promise tonight. We're believing, Lord, and we're claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Tonight I want to encourage somebody, amen, that it's time to take your promise. It's time to take the promises that God has come forth in His Word and given you. It's time that you just trust Him, amen, and obey Him, amen, and expect great things to happen. Tonight is the night of your salvation. Tonight is the night of your breakthrough. Tonight is the night that you take back what the devil stole from you. Amen. The promise is unto you. Amen. And you ought to just stand up and claim it tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus is mighty and powerful. Amen. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. And when the devil comes a knocking, you ought to just call out the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, I will receive my miracle. In the name of Jesus, I receive my promise. For the promise is unto me, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. Amen. Amen. Here we read in the Word of God where the children of Israel had just came out of Egypt. They were in bondage, and they came out, and they went through the Red Sea, as your pastor described this morning. Amen. God made a miracle take place, and He delivered them of their bonds, their bondage, and those that was putting them in bondage. Amen. And so they went, and they got on the other side, and they seen the enemy destroyed by the power of God. And they took the tambourine and they began to praise God and begin to worship Him, amen, with everything in their heart because they had been delivered. Amen. And when you're delivered by something, amen, there's a little bit of excitement going on, amen, in your life. Amen. You get excited. You don't just sit there, amen, like a bump on a log. But something happens and you begin to magnify God. I'm taking my promise. I'm taking my promise. I'm taking it back. Amen. And so they came out of Egypt. But then something happened. Amen. They begin to desire the food of Egypt. And they begin to desire to go back to that city where they were in imprisoned, or they were bound in slavery. Amen. They begin to think of the good things of the bad. Amen. And when you start thinking and pondering of the past and trying to think of all the good, you got to remember the bondage and the sin that you were in. And you got to remember the terrible times and the sleepless nights that you had. Amen. It's not worth going back to Egypt. Amen. It's time to go forward. Amen. The devil's tried to hamper the church of God of not having revival. But the devil is a liar. He has no authority and he has no business in the house of God. And I refuse to go back in bondage. I refuse to be intimidated by the spirits of hell. I refuse to be intimidated by the discouragement that he has. We're having revival regardless, because it's our promise. It's our promise. It's our promise. He said he'll give you power. Amen. He'll give you power. You'll be endued with power and you'll be able to witness. The devil's tried to shut our mouth up. He's tried to put a little shame on us. He's tried to put a little intimidation upon us as we're walking down the road and they're looking at our ladies dressed godliness. Amen. They're looking at our men and they're not being worldly. Amen. They're not talking filthy. Amen. The devil's trying to put pressure on our young people, but he can't have them. He can't have them, for the promise is unto you and to your children. And we're believing and we're taking back our children. Amen. Amen. And so they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years because they doubted the power of God. Because they doubted what God was able to do. Now imagine this. God, he parted the Red Sea and you walked on dry ground. Over 1 million people and their cattle and sheep. They walked on dry ground and the walls of the water was standing up beside them. Amen. And you're looking at the miracle of God and how God has delivered us. Amen. And he's looking around. Amen. And looking at what God's doing. And they turn around and the enemy's coming and a fear come on them. Right in the midst of a miracle, right in the midst of God delivering them, a fear come on them. But that spirit of fear, I rebuke. That spirit of fear, I declare, it is not of God. It is of the devil, and I don't want no business with the devil. I'm taking back what's mine. I'm taking my promise, for the promise is mine. And just in the nick of time, God said, spread thy rod forward. And God destroyed the enemy. Amen. It's not up to us how they're destroyed, but it's up to us to hold on to the promises of God. We're not going back to Egypt. We're going to our promised land. We're going to where God has promised us victory. He's promised us vineyards we never planted. He's promised us houses we never built. I'm telling you, God's got a promise.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And the devil wants to take it away. The devil wants to take it away. The devil wants to take it away. He wants to intimidate us so bad. He don't want you having a powerful prayer meeting before church. He doesn't want you to do that. Oh, you're afraid that somebody will hear you pray. That's a spirit of intimidation. And you ought to rebuke it. You ought to start staking claim tonight. As of tonight, I'm taking it back. And so the children of Israel begin to worship God and they begin to praise Him. Amen. And the Lord told Moses, everywhere that the sole of your feet step, not every other where, but everywhere that you walk, it's yours. It's yours. This city is yours. The souls in this city is yours. Everywhere you walk, it is a promise of God. And if you'll just begin to walk by faith and not by sight and say, God, I'm taking this mountain. God, I'm taking this city. God, I'm taking it by force. Amen. He's saying you can't have revival in this last day. But the word of God says, I shall pour out my spirit in the last day. You hear me? The devil will lie to us, but he's a liar. And I rebuke him. Amen. Amen. The devil has tried to discourage you through your children. The devil's tried to discourage you through those who once walked in the Holy Ghost and was up here shouting victory, and they walk out on God and it discourages you. Amen. But what that ought to do is stir you up. That ought to just get something in your craw and say, listen, devil, we're not tolerating this anymore. You're not taking any more of God's people. We're going to take them back. If we got to be one-on-one praying for them, we go to our sister, we go to our brother and say, hey, we can make it. We can make it. Amen. When somebody walks out on God, we ought to get on our knees and say, God, enough is enough. I'm tired of the devil coming in and destroying the families. I'm tired of the devil coming in and taking the wind out of our sails. Revival time! It's time that we get on our knees before the Lord and say, God, give us the harvest. God, we're ready to go in the field. We're taking it, Lord. The fields are wide with harvest. Oh, it's no time to look back. No time to kick back and let somebody else praise God. It's time to get up and tell the devil he's a liar. So when the devil can't get you through the children, the devil can't get you, hallelujah, through different things, your finances. The next thing he'll do is try to attack your pastor and his wife. Amen. But man, what you ought to do, you ought to get behind your man of God and the lady of God and say, hey, we're behind you. We got your back. Amen. We're going to pray for you. We're going to fast for you. We're going to believe God for you. Amen. We're believing in the last day he's going to pour his spirit out. But too many times, the devil takes the wind out of our sail. The wind stops blowing. And tonight I was going to preach about getting a second wind. And maybe I'll tie it all in together. Amen. But God is here tonight to encourage us to go on. It's no time to quit. I said it's no time to quit. Amen. Somebody else will come in your place if you don't If you don't go on fire for God and you go out the door, God's going to bring someone else because he's going to have a church. And the church is going to be here in this city. It's going to be here in this building until you can't handle no more people. Victory is mine. The promise is mine. The promise is mine. It's mine. It's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to put our boots on. It's time to put our hiking boots on. It's time to circle the mountain. It's time. It wouldn't hurt if somebody would get out in their car and say, God, I'm taking this city back. And you drive the perimeter of this city and begin to call on the name of Jesus. And say, God, I'm taking this city by force. I'm taking it because it's a promise to me and my children. We're going to take it. Amen. I was talking with your pastor. Amen. You may be seated if you want. But I was talking with your pastor when he came here. He started a mission work. Amen. And when he did, it was 3 heart attacks. What'd you say? All right. He had, amen, to the point that the devil didn't want no church in this city. But the devil had to face the power of God. Because your pastor said, God, I feel the burden. And I'm believing it. And I'm believing it. And look here today. Amen. Look what God's doing. Oh, Brother Hilton, we lost a lot of people. Forget about that. Look what God's doing. Look what God's doing. He's bringing people in. They're receiving the Holy Ghost. They're coming in being born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. It's a promise. It's our promise. And as you put your marching boots on, amen, you ought to, by faith, put your feet in there and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to march 7 times. I may not see any reaction or see anything happening, but I'm going to step out by faith and I'm going to walk and I'm going to talk with the Lord. Amen. I'm going to believe that God is going to do a miracle. I don't know how the wall's coming down. I don't know how the walls of opposition are going to be destroyed. But I believe you, God. I believe in the last days we're going to see revival like never before. I believe in the last days this church is going to be filled to capacity. And they can't hold no more. I'm believing God for a bigger building. I'm believing God for a greater thing. I believe in God for revival like never before. I believe it. I don't know how the walls are coming down, but that's up to you, Lord. But I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm walking. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever your pastor asks you to do, I believe your man of God will follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you may doubt what he says to do, but what you ought to do is say, okay, God, I'm believing what he's saying because I believe he heard from you. And when he heard from you, I believe you're just going to do it. And God, I'm just trusting you. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter how silly it sounds. It doesn't matter how crazy it seems, but God, I know the walls are coming down. But right in the middle of revival, right in the middle of God giving you your promise, there's some enemies we got to put up with it until we're tired of them. We ought to just be encouraged in the Lord tonight. Amen. That God, this is your battle. It's not mine. And God, though some may be discouraged, I'm going to hold to your promises. For this promise is mine. I've been discouraged, Lord. I've been up against some things, Lord. Oh, but God, I'm going to stand on your promise, Lord. I'm going to stand on your word tonight, God. Oh, God, I'm going to stand on your word, Lord. Ooh. Oh, ooh, come on. You got to get tired of your situation. You got to get tired of walking around that mountain. You got to get your mind made up like Caleb did. He went to Joshua and he said, I've circumferenced this mountain. I've walked around my promise long enough. It's time that I take it. Amen. And I'm well able to take it. I'm well able to do it by the grace of God. Though he was 85 years old, he said, I can take this mountain. It's mine because I walked around it. I've been walking by faith for a while. And tonight I'm going to take it back. I'm taking it. I know that there's still enemies up there on the mountain, but God's going to give me strength to fight them. God's going to give me strength to run them off or destroy them. I'm just saying, God, I believe what you're doing. God, I believe your promises. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Woo! Oh, somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to step out by faith tonight and say, God, I'm taking my promise back. God, I'm taking my... God, I'm taking it. God, I'm taking it. If I got to take it by force, God, I'm taking it. God, I don't want nothing but what you promised me. Oh, I'm taking this mountain. I'm taking this mountain. I'm taking this mountain. Woo. Somebody else ought to step out by faith. God, you promised me the Holy Ghost. God, you promised me and my children. And God, I'm going to believe it tonight. Woo! Oh, God! I got my marching boots on! I'm going to circumference it, Lord! Hilalalalamakasata Hiatahikata Hiatahalamakasataya Receive it right now! In the name of Jesus, somebody else ought to step out and say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. God, I'm tired of seeing the enemy come in and take the land. God, it's mine. For the promise is yours. The promise is yours. The promise is yours. The promise is yours. And God is not slack. God is not slack. He'll fulfill his promise. He'll fulfill his promise. Oh, he'll no. That's it. step out by faith. That's it. That's it. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. You receive it right now. It's your promise. It's your promise. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, right now, He cuts under the law. Confirm it, Lord. Confirm your word tonight. Confirm your word. He don't know. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's yours, brother. It's yours. He sees your love for him. Oh, he received your praises. Why don't you come on? Why don't you claim your promise? Why don't you claim it right now in the name of Jesus? Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. Come on. Receive that promise. Receive it. Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah. It's here tonight. The promise is yours. Woo.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh, God, give her her promises that you promised a long time ago. We're believing it right now in the name of Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. He wants to help you, give you strength. You want it?